Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fannie Gordon, owner and operator of Fannie Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivy Anna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click listen and live, and then you'll go straight to our stream from our website. I tell you one thing. You know, today is supposed to be Momentum Monday, and I don't know about you, but I am drinking from my cup Momentum, and I am trying to get it started. We are trying to get it started this morning, having a few little technical difficulties in the studio, but all is well. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:41. Today, can you believe it, is April 1st. Yes, another month has come and gone already. Well, if you're just getting started this morning and you're traveling in on the highways and interstates especially, it is foggy. Yeah, and there are patches of more dense fog in certain areas. So if that's you this morning and you're just getting started, we want to remind you that your perception changes during the fog. And I don't know if you heard about the horrible accident that happened yesterday where three people were killed and more than 20 injured in a massive series of pileups involving 95 cars on Interstate 77, and that was in the Virginia area near North Carolina state lines. That happened on yesterday, and you know what they're blaming for the pileup? They're blaming fog. Yeah, and so as we were traveling in this morning, we were noticing that a lot of people were not really engaged using mobile devices, and it's one of the worst things that you can do, especially on mornings when there is such dense fog in certain patches. In areas you'll drive and then it'll be clear, and then as we got closer to town, usually the fog lifts, but this morning it seemed to get more dense, and it really changes your perception. And so there was a huge pileup, 95 vehicles involved, and three people were killed, 20 injured. And so, you know, it can happen, and those are times when it does happen, when there is fog. And we know that after the holidays, a lot of people are traveling this morning. A lot of people traveled yesterday, but still people are leaving this morning. And so we're asking that if you're on the road getting started, that you make sure that you stay engaged. And I know it could be hard. Staying off the cell phone has got to be a must, especially in this kind of weather. It's the kind of weather that just creates problems for drivers on the road. And so just make sure that as you're traveling in this morning that you're being safe. And we tell you about accidents that happen in the city all the time, especially in our traffic circles. A lot of people were visiting over the holiday weekend. A lot of people from in and out of town. The traffic is just building and building. And this creates problems for each of us when we're not all paying attention. So if you're just traveling in this morning, we want to remind you to stay engaged. For most kids, you know, we remind you about spring break is still continuing. I think a lot of kids are going to be headed back tomorrow. But what that means is that kids are soaking up their last bit of spring vacation. So they're on the move, getting in those last several hours of just having a good time. So we want to encourage you throughout your day to make sure that you stay engaged and watch out for kids that are moving outside of their areas, their comfort areas. Sometimes kids are moving outside of their neighborhoods and riding bicycles and skateboards and whatever else they do when they're out and about. Most times we know that kids are unsupervised, so it's up to all of us to make sure
that kids are safe during the spring break. Also, a lot of people headed back to work today after the Easter vacation. And so as you're headed back, you know, as we were sitting and enjoying our family during the holidays, mostly everybody said, oh my goodness, how am I going to make it to work on Monday? You know, it's just so tough sometimes to go back to work after you've been off for an extended weekend or extended holiday. And so a lot of people are traveling in really, really needing that momentum on this momentous Monday. And you know, we say that words change the atmosphere. Well, they absolutely do. But you know, there are studies that show that there are ways to beat the back to work blues. Yeah. Studies on everything. And one of the most dreaded feelings we can all experience is, how do you get back to work after you've been relaxing, after you've been eating, after you've maybe had too many libations over the holidays, too much food? You could feel food drunk this morning and just ate too much over the holidays. Well, the experts say there are real ways that we can beat those challenges. And it starts, I believe, in our thinking. First of all, you know, if you got to get up and you got to be there, you got to get to work, then, you know, you got to tell yourself some very positive, good things about what's going to happen today. And you do that by changing your mind. But there's a whole slew of information that a psychologist, her name is Dr. Mary Casey, gives on headed back to work after you have been off for a few days. And she says it's very normal to feel a little bit of anxiety, a little bit of just stress and feeling a little bit tired after you've been off for a few days. And she says sometimes it can just be overwhelming, especially if you've left work, you know, after you're getting ready to take a break. Sometimes you just leave things on your desk. You just leave things undone. And so, you know, it's just hard to get back. But what we're telling you is that you can do it, and you can do it by your thinking, changing your thinking. And she says often we don't realize that we're feeling this way until we've had a break. And so a lot of people are trying to pull it together this morning, and we are too. Sometimes you have challenges in the morning, and we've had a few challenges this morning. But you know what? Don't be moved. Don't be moved by the challenges that you're having, because I'm going to tell you, if you're just getting started, there are things that are going to go haywire, that are going to try to ruin your day. And I have purposed in my heart that no matter what happens, nothing is going to ruin my momentum this morning. And we would encourage you to do the same. You know what? Doesn't matter what happened. We're going to have grace for today. We're going to make it through. And we're going to beat those challenges, and we're going to have a momentous Monday. And I'm going to tell you where it starts. It starts in your brain. And she also says that sometimes when you're dreading going back to work, especially after you've been on a little extended break, she said it could be a problem with your job. It could be reassessing if you're in the right place. And so she says it's time to maybe reevaluate your job satisfaction. How happy are you about the job that you're doing and the position that you're in? And she said, oftentimes it takes courage to be honest with yourself about whether you're really happy where you are. And sometimes I think more than anything, even if you have not been on an extended break, sometimes after the weekends, if you're one of those people who's off on weekends and you have those dreaded Monday morning blues, maybe it's because, you know, you're not happy, she says, doing the job that you do. So she said you have to really ask yourself if you're being challenged, if you believe in the work that you're doing. And she said if you've been dissatisfied more than a year, she said it could be time to discover what you'd like to do in a different setting. And she said, maybe it's time to start learning new skills. And all of these things are just fruit for thought. If every single Monday morning, you've got those Monday morning blues, she says, well, maybe you have to reassess. Maybe it's not just the Monday morning blues. Maybe it's you're just not happy with where you are, and we blame it on Monday. But I think that the best way to get your Monday morning started is with a good, positive mental attitude and to kick the week off with good energy. And I know for me, when I kick off with good energy, I'm excited about getting the week started. I'm excited about the possibilities of what the week will bring. It changes the whole atmosphere of Monday. And you know, we've always said every momentous Monday that Monday just has a bad rap. And she says maybe, Dr. Casey says, maybe it's not Mondays. Maybe it goes deeper than Mondays. Maybe it's because you're not happy being at the job that you're in. And so maybe this, as you're traveling in this morning or you're sitting at your desk, maybe you're starting to think that, maybe it's time to do a new thing. Maybe I need to start looking at this new season, this season of spring that's coming in, and start assessing, maybe it's time to make some changes in what I'm doing. And I've said it many times that life is too short to live in drudgery. And so if you're driving in this morning and you are in absolute drudgery, you just can't even hardly face the day thinking about what you've got to do and who you've got to see and how it's going to end up. If you are driving in drudge and sludge this morning, maybe it's time to start refreshing yourself. Maybe it's time to get a new energy as we change into a new season. And maybe it's time to start saying, well, it may be time to do something else. And if you have identified that, yeah, it's just Monday morning blues, then maybe you need to start changing the way that you look at things. Look at what's positive. The psychologist says, look at what's positive that is going on in your workplace. Look at those things that are positive. Look at those things that happen that are good at your workplace and find out what's the best thing that you love about your job and why you started the job in the first place. And she says, go back and reassess, because sometimes it could just be Monday morning blues. It could be that you just don't feel like it. But so if that's the case, look at the good and start to praise that and start to work on and focus on those good, positive things and expect that today is going to bring great things. And it starts in your thinking. I'm telling you, the way that you start your week off is the way that you're going to end your week. Start on a good start. If you're just getting going this morning, it's 7:43. Today is April 1st, and you're on point. We're going to take a quick break, but we're back right after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and the CHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in the Small Emerging Businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in of Oyles Parish. For more information on of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Amerigroup, Real Solutions for Real Families. Also, remember, open enrollment for Amerigroup Real Solutions starts today, April 1st, and it's going to go through May. We'll be telling you more about that. The number to phone for open enrollment is 1-855-BUYU-4U or 1-855-229-6848. Also, First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. For more information, the number to phone, 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, www.hicksonhasit.com. Well, if you're getting started this morning, it's 2 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's April the 1st. And I tell you one thing, it is Momentous Monday. And I don't know about you, but this particular Momentous Monday, we need our momentum going. It seems like after you've gone away from work, and I was talking about that before we went to break, you come back. It seems like sometimes all hell has broken loose. But you know what? I figured out just during the break, as we're trying to get things together in the studio, and DC is working diligently to make sure that things are in place that need to be in place. And sometimes things just happen that are beyond your control. And I said to myself, as I was sitting here and watching him work to try to get it taken care of, that, you know what? I am not going to let anything cause my day to be other than what I expect it to be. And that's a great day. I'm not going to let the weather, I'm not going to let the things that are beyond my control change it. And, you know, you can find articles on everything where they tell you about, you know, psychiatrists or psychologists have done studies on, you know, back to work blues and how it affects us. But I believe that it all centers in the mind, and you can allow those things that are coming in. I'm going to tell you, from the moment you put your feet on the ground in the morning, and we talk about it all the time on Real Women Real Talk, there are forces that are competing for your attention. And a lot of those forces are very real negative forces that are working to make sure that your day is just jacked up. But you know what? If you open up your mouth and you speak to those forces and you let them know that no matter what happens at your job, no matter, because a lot of these things that are happening are far beyond our control. You can't do a thing to change them. You know, when someone else is responsible for making things happen or doing things that they didn't do, you know, you'll walk around with a boot all day because somebody didn't do what they were supposed to do. And then you get back to work thinking, well, I couldn't do my job because they didn't do their job. Well, all you can do and all you have control over are the things that you can directly control. And until you get that down into your psyche, really down into yourself, change is never going to happen. And I'm going to tell you, it is Monday. It's a new month. It's a new season. Every time I look around and I see the blooming, I see the landscape changing from everything dying to everything beginning to bloom, it gives me hope about the possibility. So if you're traveling in this morning or you're already there, you're just getting there, you know what? You need to say some things to yourself, especially if you got started on the wrong foot. The kids didn't do what needed to be done. You know, stuff is everywhere. Well, you know what? All you can do is put that behind you, and you can say, you can take a deep breath. Deep breaths always work for me. You can stop. You can find that center of just quiet, just for 30 seconds. And you can say, I'm okay. It's okay. And you can just reassure yourself that things are going to be okay, even when they don't start out okay. You just reassure yourself that it is going to be okay. And I'm going to tell you, the more that you speak back to those voices in your head, the more you will quiet them, and the less they will come in with that negative junk. You start talking back. You start saying, you know what? I don't care if the stuff is broken. I don't care if they didn't fix it. It is going to be a great morning. And you start your morning off with good, positive self-talk. You just do it, whether you feel like it or not. And that's how change happens. And you know I say it all the time. Change has to start with you, not with others. So changing the subject, I hope that you're getting your momentum. I hope that as you're traveling in, getting there, that you're calming yourself and you're getting prepared for those things that are coming. You know what? That is the difference in game changers and changing the game. You know, if you can't take it, you won't be able to make it. So just focus and know that it is going to be a great day. We hope that you guys had a great time off. If you were off for Easter, families traveling back, we hope and pray that all of the families that came in for the holidays, people came from as far as California. I mean, we saw license plates from all over the country, that those people traveling back made it back safely. And we know that there was a huge pileup in Virginia near North Carolina. And it was really, really an accident that could have been a lot worse. And so if you're traveling this morning, we want to remind you that it is foggy. So you have to stay engaged and you got to stay off of those mobile devices. Now, I know for us, we had a very relaxing weekend, and it was just a great time of fellowship with family and friends and coming in and just spending good quality time. And I know for us, just being with our family and just communing and being there with nothing wrong is just, it makes for a wonderful vacation. And so this morning we hope that you're up and going, that you'll relish that time, and that you'll get past those blues, those Monday morning blues, and you'll get ahead and you'll start focusing on the big things, the things that are happening that can be life-changing and that can be great for your day. As I said, two kids are still out of school. I know that's a point of contention for a lot of us, but for us, I think it makes it easier for us when our son is out of school, because we don't have to worry about the hustle and bustle of getting him there, making sure he's on time, making sure we're on time. So this morning, maybe it's a time where you can just focus on your own inner self. You can focus on your own thoughts, and you can just take this time to just, you know, sometimes you just got to sit in your car for a few minutes before you go in and face the world. Just sit there and just meditate on those good, positive things that are going to be those game changers, those life-changing things. And you know what? If you just don't know what to do, you can just call on a higher source greater than yourself and just say, just show me what to do. Show me what to do and watch it happen. We see it all the time. Sometimes DC and I are just, I mean, frazzled about what to do. Don't know what to do. Don't know how to get it done. And you just come out of yourself and say, you know what? It's too big for me, but it's not too big for him. And just ask the question, what do I need to do to make it work this morning? And more than anything, just declare that you have momentum. Even if you don't feel like you have it, just declare, I have momentum. It is going to be a great day. It's going to be a great start to my week. And I expect that good things are happening. And just see what happens. I mean, it beats just talking about what didn't happen right, who didn't do what they were supposed to do. You know, just change. Make that decision to make a change. And so, switching gears yet again, I tell you, we had the best, most relaxing few days. DC and I decided to take a few days off and just spend some time together and just do what we love, and that is just be out in the wilderness, just be in the quiet peacefulness of just nothingness, just relaxing, just enjoying each other, putting the cares and the worries and everything that you focus on during the week, just putting it behind and just taking some time to just relax. And I think that when you take that time for yourself, that me time, it just makes coming in better. It makes it easier. And even those things that happen that you have no control over, you just say, okay, I can't change it, but you know what? I'm going to keep moving. You're on point, everybody. It's 11 minutes after the hour, and we're going to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services, Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:15. Today is April 1st, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. Also, McDonald's of Pineville, Get Wired Satellites, Jeremy Clary and his team. You can get HD for life. You can get all the channels that you want, plus bundling and so much more. The number to phone, 318-767-2220. American Wholesale Mattress, located at 717 MacArthur Drive, right here in Alexandria. They've been a staple in this community for more than 20 years. And you can phone them at 318-443-9524. You can ask for Kara or David. They'll give you all of the information on all of the new products that they have. They've got wonderful mattresses to fit your comfort needs, and they also have pillows as well. So again, they're located at 717 MacArthur Drive, or you can phone 443-9524. I tell you what, if you're just getting started this morning, and I keep saying it because it seems like, you know, sometimes you just have to encourage yourself. Well, sometimes we have to encourage ourselves in getting started as well. And that means not looking at what's happening all around you. And you might say, well, you know what, I hadn't even gotten there yet. And I feel all of this energy that is happening, all of these things that are happening. And I'm looking at my husband, and he is working diligently to make sure that everything gets done the way that it needs to get done, and making sure that everything is on point. And sometimes that comes with challenges. But you know what? You just have to keep looking up, knowing that, you know what, every time you think in the morning you've got one thing and then something else goes awry, well, I just say, no worries. I'm not going to be moved by it. It's a new month. It's a new season that's dawning. And I don't know about you, but this morning I feel really hopeful. And sometimes when all hell starts to break loose in your life and in your world, at your job, sometimes that is when you're almost at the top of the hill. And those forces are really working to make you quit. But you know, we talked about it Friday, and I'll say it again because it bears repeating. God's grace is new every single morning. And if you're up and you're on your way and you've had some challenges or you're expecting challenges, you know what? All you got to reassure yourself is that grace is enough. Yeah, grace is enough. And then when you do that and you say, you know what, let the chips fall where they may, it's all good, then you don't have any worries. You don't worry about those things that you can't control. And so, do you see, I said, he stepped out of the room and I said, you know, you are working vigorously to make sure things happen right, and you are having some challenges this morning. We are having a few challenges this morning.
No, it's all good, though.
It's all good, and you just decided what? Did you just decide that you just weren't going to worry about it and you were just going to let it do what it does?
Well, no, I had to figure out some other ways to do it.
Uh-huh.
That's all. It's still getting done.
Absolutely. And, you know, don't you feel that energy that's just coming in to try to just kind of steal your joy this morning?
Oh, yeah. I try not to even acknowledge it. Mm-hmm. I keep on rolling, you know.
Just keep it rolling.
Keep on rolling.
Well, I tell you one thing. We were talking this morning about the changes that we're making. We're constantly making changes, constantly doing new things. And even in those new things, there are going to be forces that are going to try to stop you from making those changes, whether it comes to eating, whether it comes to I decided to start my exercise program and it rained and so I couldn't walk. You know what? You just have to decide that no matter what those challenges are, that you're going to get by them. And it's just that. It's just a challenge for that moment. And you can't look at those things as insurmountable. You've got to just say, you know what? That's what happened yesterday, or that's even what happened in this moment. And just keep moving, keep going, keep pushing, keep striving, and just know that if you begin to call it so, that eventually it'll begin to happen, even if it doesn't look like it's going to happen. You just start speaking to it. And I'm going to tell you, that's what we do. That's what we had to do this morning. And yeah, I'm identifying those challenges because I want the devil to know that he can't win, he won't win, and he's not going to steal. Are you tired of the enemy stealing your joy, where you walk in and you're never happy? There's always something wrong. Well, if that's you this morning, you should start to change the way that you look at things and say, you know what? I don't care what's happening around me. I am going, it's like Kay Warren said, I am going to choose joy because happiness just simply is not enough. You know, you were happy because it was the holiday, and maybe you shopped, and maybe you did a lot of great things, but when you don't have that inner joy, that inner peace, then happiness won't fade you. It'll be fleeting. You know, you'll need the next thing. You'll need something else to make you happy. And so you really have to be careful that you don't get into those patterns of always needing something to make you happy. But when you choose that joy, that inner peace, that calm within, you just understand that whether you have something good happen for you or to you, or you got money or you got a check or you got something new or you're going on holiday or whatever it is, you won't need that next thing to be happy. Oh, I'll be happy when my vacation comes around, or I'll be happy when, you know, I get the next thing. It's about being content right where you are. And, you know, as we talked about that on Friday, it really gives you pause, or it gives me pause, to understanding that that, too, is a process, to be content right where you are. And for a lot of people, Mondays really makes us feel a sense of discontent, you know, because you have to start all over, especially if you're in a place where you don't want to be. Well, if you are in that place, then you start speaking some things. You start asking sources greater than yourself. We call that source God. You start asking God, okay, show me what the next thing is. And you just start moving in that direction. But you don't let it kill the joy that you have right where you are. And I think that that's what happens to us often. We're so busy trying to get to the next place that the joy that we should feel right now is stolen. It's just pilfered away from you just by simply saying, I'll be happy when I get out of here. Oh, I can't wait to get out of here. Instead of just finding the gratitude in being, in having a job, in being where you are, in looking at other people that are less fortunate, being happy with what you have. You could not have a job to go to this morning. You could not have had a roof over your head last night. It's just about showing some gratitude and some contentment. And I say it, but it is a process. Choosing joy is a process. And you vacillate between being content and being discontent. You go back and forth. But the fact of the matter is that every single day, you have a choice. And when you own your power to choose, that's when you see the change. You have a choice if you're starting a new eating program today not to break by lunch. You have a choice. You know, and if you start something new, there's always going to be somebody saying, what's for lunch? What you having for lunch? Or somebody that brought lunch, that brought leftovers that you just can't resist. You make a choice. And the strength of possibility comes from choosing. But a choice that is going to make a difference down the road, that you're not going to keep going back and forth, that you're going to move steadily to the mark. And I think that that's where a lot of us miss it. But even if you fall, the beauty is you can pick yourself up and you can just start all over again. But before you do that, understand that it is a choice. You have a choice this morning in deciding how your day will be, how it will go. Yeah, you can choose. And that's where we miss it. We just allow those things to come in and dictate. And you know what? I say, you know what? I'm not doing it. I am choosing to have a great day. I don't care what the weather looks like this morning. We were traveling in. It's overcast. It's foggy. You know, it makes you say, wow, I just need a couple more hours sleep. Well, you know what? You can tell yourself that you're up, you're refreshed, you're ready to go, and you can make it happen by the power of your thought life. And I'm telling you, if you don't think that there's any validity to it, ask yourself if you keep putting the same thing in and you keep putting negativity in and somehow you expect to get a positive result. It just doesn't happen. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and the CHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Spray Hyde Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Spray Hyde Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of One Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown? Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle is serving Avoyelles Parish. The number to phone, 318-346-6695. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, stay and play in Avoyelles Parish, and Davis One Stop if you're traveling north or south. On Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. We welcome aboard as a new part of the OPT Network, Walker Automotive Group, serving Central Louisiana. Walker Automotive Group makes the difference, and they're located at 1616 MacArthur Drive right here in Alexandria. And you can phone them at 318-441-4098. Yeah, and if you're just getting started this morning, I hope that your momentum is up and going, because as I pump your momentum, I'm pumping mine. I'm drinking from my cup momentum this morning and just waiting for, you know what, the next thing to happen. I tell you what, open to the possibilities of the future. And, you know, this morning and every Monday morning, as we talk about momentum and getting it going, God just gave me that word that we all need that momentum on Monday, especially. It's the beginning of a new week. It's the beginning of, you could say, even a new season. But we do it every single week. And in order to do it and do it well, especially with the challenges that you're facing on Monday, you must have momentum. It's that upward, forward motion to keep going. And this Monday morning has been different for us. Like, it's not like any other Monday morning, because there have been so many challenges in the studio this morning, things just happening, trying to get things done. And when you're working with technical things, sometimes you have challenges, and sometimes those challenges are beyond your control. But, you know, we have made a concerted decision that we're not going to allow that to hinder our momentum. And I hope that this morning you're feeling the same way, that you've got your momentum, or you're getting your momentum, and you're just going to keep moving forward. You're going to look toward the possibility. No matter where you are, you're going to look toward what's possible. And the way that you do that is with the power of your words and good, positive thinking. And sometimes it takes a lot to be positive in the face of such negativity. But you can make, again, a decision. And we can decide to be positive when others around us are negative. You know, we can decide to just take ourselves out of those situations. You say, well, I work with a lot of negative people. Well, you know what? For every negative response. You need to just counter with something positive. And then you just need to take yourself out of that situation, because there are people that, and I've said this before, if they have two positive thoughts in a row, their brain just cramps up. It's like they have a Charlie horse. They just can't, they can't even fathom positive thoughts. They just want to look for the bad, and they want to live there. But I'm telling you, possibilities are endless. And it doesn't matter what your situation is. You have to decide that you're going to be the captain of your own ship. You're going to be the captain of your reality, of what's happening around you. You're not going to be influenced in a way that is going to take you down and cause your momentum to be stymied. And so that's what we're talking about this morning, getting momentum, getting started, making sure that after the Easter break, you know, a lot of people, you know, had great weekends, went to church, and this morning, you know, it's like, oh, my God. You know, you just threw all of that out of the window. You know what? Start riding on that momentum, the momentum of the weekend, the momentum of what you got in prayer or whatever you had. You know, ride on that. Don't let that just die and diminish this morning. It's important. It's important when you decide to do that. And I'm going to tell you one thing. There is just, my poor husband is just so frustrated this morning. But you know what? As I'm talking to you, I'm talking to him, encouraging him. He does a great job. He makes sure that everything is up and going. And sometimes you just get stumped. And when you get stumped, you just got to say, okay, I know that God is perfecting those things that concern me. Even if you don't believe it, you just open up your mouth and you just say it. I know that God is perfecting those things that concern me. I expect that today is going to be a good day. And you just start declaring it. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how many things you have to pull out of the bag. I don't care how many times that, look, and you know what? Just as I'm saying that, you pop up, something happens, you know? But it's that energy that you create around the situation. And you're in control of that energy, whether it's good or whether it's bad. And I'm going to tell you, this morning, I am sending all good energy your way. If you're sitting at your desk and you're listening to the show this morning, sending all good energy your way, good positive thoughts, thoughts for a great future, thoughts for great possibilities. You know, we talk about people and what they're doing and their gifts and their talents. And we talk about the birthing process. And one of the things, Angie B., I hope you're listening this morning, that really, really moved DC and I and lots of people was where those ideas are born. They're born in your head. And if you're not careful, those negative thoughts will kill those ideas right there in your head. So I'm telling you, our head is so important to wrapping our mind around the way a situation, the way an outcome is going to ultimately end. And I'm telling you, what you're saying this morning, I keep saying it, we're going back to words, words, words. They are important. And so, switching gears just a little bit, we have got some really great things lined up for this month coming up. A lot of authors are bringing new books to the OPT network. We're getting a deluge of information and people that we expect to bring you great thoughts, great information, and to help us all just think a little bit differently about our situations, to help us to grow. And we know that the only way that we can grow is through knowledge, through information, through smart talk. That is the only way that we get better, and we do it one conversation at a time. And I'm telling you, if you link up to the ideas that are being put out there, it's going to change your outcomes. It's going to change your future. It's going to change those things that you're trying to do. The more information that you have, the more you empower yourself, it changes outcomes. I'm telling you. It's 8:38, everybody. You're on point. Where is the moment we need it the most? You kick up the leaves and the magic is lost. Tell me you blue skies fade to gray.
Tell me your passion's gone.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team, and also McDonald's of Alexandria. Also want to remind you about the Of Oyles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. Always a lot going on, and they're always doing great things to make sure that they are in the community. If you're just joining this morning, it's 8:44. Today is April 1st. It's a new month, a new season, and you know what? Things are changing. And we were talking about the possibilities, the powers of words. And I was saying to DC, he is running, running, running. Where are you running to? He's running. And so, Dad, how are you this morning? Are you settling into the yeah. fact that, you know, sometimes things are just beyond your control?
Absolutely. And that's just normal stuff.
Mm-hmm. And so this weekend, we had a really, really great weekend. A lot of people coming into town. We're just wishing we were out of town this weekend. And it was just a great time. But it was a time where we, as we were traveling, and yesterday coming back into town, the weather was horrible. A lot of downed trees, a lot of power lines. So we hope that folks are safe this morning. As we were coming back into town, we just saw, I mean, it must have been wind and bad rain. A lot of things happened, and a lot of people looked like they had power outages. And we know that when we got home, everything was good, but just looked like a lot of bad weather. So we hope that people are safe this morning and in getting back up and getting started. Hopefully that people got home safely in the inclement weather. But, you know, I was talking about before the break the idea of possibilities. We're going to be bringing so many great people in. We're excited about the new month that is coming up. A lot of people are from all over the country reaching out to the OPT network, letting us know about things that they have going on and things that they would like to share with all of us. So we're excited about those things happening as well. Got a lot of great things. We're not quite ready to unveil those things, but as they happen, you can go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. Our web editor does an incredible job at updating our website, making sure that the authors are on there, people that have come through the network. If you're interested in their books, you can simply go to our website and click on to their names and their information, and it'll take you directly to their websites. And you know, all of those people come in and we feel that they make an impartation and they empower us to live and do just a little bit better. And hopefully, if there's one thing that you can take away from these great thinkers, you know, that will help to make your life better. And this weekend, as we were out and just decided to get away for a little bit, I was thinking about our kids growing up and how when our kids get to that teenage stage in their life, when they get to, you know, 13 and 14 years old and they move away from their parents. And so this weekend I was feeling the challenge of seeing, you know, our sons sort of move away from us and not want to be involved, I guess, in things that we want to do, but kind of doing his own thing. And so we were kind of talking about that, and as we reminisced on Rhonda Stoppie's book, Moms Raising Boys to Be Young Men. It really gives you pause, and it helps you, it helped me to understand that when our kids, and not just boys, but young women too, as they come into that age where they have their own ideals, they have their own thoughts about the things that they want to do, that we have to be a little bit more accepting as parents and allow them to grow up. And I use the analogy of the birds that come to our home every spring, and the way that they lay the eggs, the birds come out, they grow up, they feed the birds, and eventually the birds leave the nest. And for many parents, it's hard for us to wrap our minds around the fact that our kids are growing up and growing away. But when you look at the natural progression of nature, you see that it is very normal and it is very good that your kids grow up and that we start to teach them while they're in the nest to be independent thinkers. We start to teach them to make good decisions. But even more than that, we started asking Deuce to understand why he's making the decisions that he's making, and not just making arbitrary decisions that you have no idea why you're making those decisions. And so it's about teaching our kids to be positive thinkers, but also teaching them for the future so that when they do leave our nests, that they're ready. They're ready to fly.
My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startups, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses, removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. We'd like to welcome back to the network Southern Heritage Bank. They're offering a diverse group of banking services and products for all of your needs. Southern Heritage Bank. Also, we want to thank, again, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. She's got an incredible event coming up, and we're going to tell you more about that on tomorrow, how she's helping to be the change that she wants to see in fighting obesity. So lots to talk about, lots coming up. But you know what, this morning, this is what I want to leave you with this morning. You know, we were talking about words and the power and getting Mondays started, especially Mondays after you have had a break. Well, this is what the experts say about optimism. It comes from the Latin word optimus, meaning best, which describes how an optimistic person is always looking for the best in any situation and expecting good things to happen. You know, you have to have some expectation that good things will happen. And you do that through the Latin word optimus or optimism. And so this is what the experts say, the emerging field of positive psychology studies, the positive impact that optimism has on your mental health. And I guess I really have been on it this morning because as I encourage you, I'm encouraging us as well. Sometimes things just don't go the way that we have planned. And especially Monday mornings seem to have a reputation for things just going awry. But you can impact yourself and others around you by using optimism. And then the experts go on to say that it does affect your mental health. She says that optimists are sick less and live longer. Now, pessimists, on the other hand, those people that are always looking for negativity, I don't care what you say, what you do, they're always looking at the glass half empty. And she says that those people are going to be sicker more. Their immune systems are going to be at a lower level. And their body's defenses to fight off stuff, illnesses, are not going to be as good. She also talks about it impacting the cardiovascular system. Optimists, get this, have fewer heart attacks. So you know what? Don't stress yourself. Don't stress your heart. Don't stress your mind. Be optimistic. And no matter how your morning has started, I'm going to tell you, so many things went wrong this morning that I can't even, the list is too long to even tell you. But you know what? I declare that today is going to be an incredibly wonderful day. I don't care what happened. I don't care what was broke. You know what? It doesn't matter. I expect that I'm going to leave this microphone and I'm going to have a great day. And I hope that you implore optimism this morning. Latin word optimus, meaning the best. I hope the best for you. I hope the best for your day. And you know what? Let's expect that we're not going to put that stress on our hearts and our minds because things are out of our control. And you know what it means? It means that sometimes we have to take our hands off and just trust the process, just trust that God is perfecting those things that concern you. We want to thank you guys so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us. Oh, my goodness. Listen, you know how I was talking? And I'm going to tell you. DC says, okay, something else has happened. But you know what? As I talk about optimism, as I talk about acceptance, you know what? Then there's something else that pops up and that goes wrong. But you know what? I bet you. You can be assured that I'm not going to let it steal my joy. You guys are always wonderful. Thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us. Right here on the official OPT Network. We love you. God loves you more than that. Love yourself and be optimistic. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a super momentous Monday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Tuesday. Have a great day.
You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM.